now listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Let's get into it. So, I've really been digging deep lately in scripture and just really studying what salvation looks like. Because there's been a lot of debate on this. I had a buddy of mine who I haven't seen in some time. I haven't seen in really a couple years. Haven't hung out in a couple years. And, this friend of mine is a little bit younger than me. I was actually really good friends with, I'm really good friends with his dad. But we're all in the same friend circle. But, from when my friend's son, who, I'm friends with, that's why I consider a friend, come across a couple of my TikTok videos and had some comments and some questions on there about some of the stuff that I was posting. And, like I said, I haven't seen him in years, like maybe like 4 or 5 years. I haven't seen him, haven't hung out with him. And I've only been saved since November 2022. So, he doesn't know me on this new walk. He knows the old me. While he was growing up, he saw me do a lot of suckler things with like having women around and partying and doing drugs and things of that sort. But he hasn't seen me or met me on this new walk, on this new journey that I'm on. And so, when somebody hasn't seen somebody saved in a long time, they expect them to be the same person they once were. The person that I used to be, I was a dead man walking. I'll be honest with you. I was very sinister. A lot of fornication in my past. Very little prayer life. The only time I ever prayed to God was when I absolutely needed him. And, God being so faithful always pulled through for me, but it was, that was it. That was the very little, always believed in God, but never walked with God at all. I didn't even step in the church for, unless somebody passed away and I was going to see them in the church or whatever. That was the only time I would ever walk into a church. Not because I didn't have faith, I just didn't have obedience. And when you don't have obedience in your life, you're all over the place. And so, me and this friend, when we finally got this, he started commenting on some of my videos, and then we had a conversation based off of it. And, it was just exciting to kind of, I get excited about God when it's coming to talking about God, with anybody. I love fellowshipping. I love just praising God and just, because I got pulled out of the pits. I got pulled out of hell. I was just waiting for this fleshly body to die to go to hell, because that's where I was set for. That's where, I was so bad. I even used to say things like, man, I'm going to hell for that. I'm going for hell. Like, just in a jokingly way. But I was really going to hell for a lot of stuff that I did, that I didn't repent from. I didn't rebuke. I didn't have any change or conviction on it. And I was sinning for pleasure. And so, when I found Jesus was in one of the, you guys heard this story before, for those who have followed. I found Jesus when I was in the worst part of time in my life. And I had a spiritual brother who would minister to me just on the things, just, you know, not pushing Jesus on me by any means, just being that living example. And it just influenced me that, you know, that seed got planted, replanted, that mustard seed of faith. And when I found myself in the worst time of my life, when my marriage was on the rocks, things just weren't going right, I had money issues, and I needed God so bad, and God pulled through faithfully, like he always does, and God pulled me out of the pits. And I made a promise to God that day, that if he fixed my marriage, that I would dedicate my life to him, and I would bring my family to him, my direct family, my wife, my kids. I would bring them to him directly. And God took care of everything, and like he always does. And the fire in my life for him, I'm just so thankful for him, because I just knew where I was. I knew where I was at. I knew what I was set for. I was drinking. I was smoking nonstop. Like, had to stay high. I had to stay high, have a high mindset just to function through the day. If I didn't smoke weed, I was in a bad mood. I was cranky. And then I would say things like, I need to take my medicine before I do this. I need to smoke before I do that. Like, it became a point where the weed became a stronghold in my life. Pornography, stronghold in my life. And just having that, you know, just not treating my wife right, not you know, constant lying about things. Just a bad person. A bad person, like, you know, was just, had no care in the world for my salvation at that time. And, you know, when God pulled me out of the pits and gave me new life, it put me in a place where it was like, I am ready to dedicate my life to Jesus. I am ready to dedicate my life. And this didn't start in a church. This didn't start anywhere but in the Bible. And so when it comes to coming and becoming closer to God, and knowing who Jesus is, I feel no church will fully teach you that, but the Word of God, the Holy Bible, will give you everything you need. And I was maybe reading the Bible for 2-3 months before I even walked into a church. And, you know, to get back to the story I was on, you know, I got in contact with this friend that I haven't talked to in forever. And I was just excited to talk about Jesus and how much Jesus has changed in my life, because this friend only remembers me in a certain way. He only remembers things I was doing that was suckily. Like I said, I had no God in my life at that time, that we were hanging out, and you know, was constant drinking, constant just bad decisions. I leaving his house one day, I got a DUI leaving his house, and this was my second DUI at that time. And so by me expressing to him how much I love God now, he took it for as if I was judging him, I guess. And he has a spiritual friend who, you know, who is, I mean, I don't know this person at all. I don't know anything about him as far as, but he's a big influence in my friend's life. And so he was like, hey, let's debate this. Let's talk about salvation and what that means. Because when me and my friend were talking about salvation, I was, you know, we were talking about sin and being saved, and you know, my friend's understanding was, if you just confess that God is your savior, and died on the cross for you and is risen for you, that you automatically go to heaven and everything else is just works. And a lot of scripture doesn't say that. You know, scripture does say that we are under the grace of God, but Jesus also told us we have to pick up our cross and follow him, that we have to live doing his will. And so it was, we, you know, when we were talking about that, you know, I always stick to scripture because it's our best friend. And anyway, so my friend creates this chat, and I'm thinking it's like, hey, this is like a fellowship. This is us coming together to fellowship together. And it got to a point where by the time when his friend started responding, you know, it was just me and his friend really pretty much just talk, communicating back and forth. And, you know, at the time I was just, when we first started this group chat, I was just putting, you know, just spiritual things in the spirit videos that I would see that really just touched the spirit and you know, just to get us through the day, you know, just posting content that really touches my spirit and so, you know, me and the dude start talking, and not talking on the phone. We were texting back and forth, and he's asking me, he's actually questioning me, which just for our fellowship, so that he knows who I am, because this person doesn't know me. You know, we're kind of going back and forth, and he's asking me questions about my salvation, and how do I know I'm saved, and can I, and like I would send him. I would send them the answers to my questions, and to him they weren't good enough, and I just felt like, bro, are you judging me? And then he made a statement stating like, well, I heard you the one judging everybody, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know you. How can I judge you? Like, why would I judge you if I don't even know you? Because as a man of God, that's not what I do. I'm not going to judge somebody that I don't know. Now, if I know you and I know you're doing wrong and you're doing things that are not for God, like, I would definitely, like, let you know, hey, man, like, that's not very godly. You should repent for that and show you scripture where that's not holy, you know, because I don't want to see you I don't want to see you fall into sin and then start backsliding, you know, in your faith and in your walk. So, you know, as a man of God, we hold each other accountable, you know. But this guy, what this dude was doing was straight judging me and questioning my faith. And in the end, he made a statement that I just didn't agree with on my faith, on a person that doesn't know me, made a statement on my faith. And it was just like, you know, I typically don't get mad, but in that moment I was pretty heated, because it was just like, dude, who is this guy? Like, why is he acting like a Pharisee, questioning my faith, telling me I don't have the Holy Spirit, telling me that I've been deceived and I'm taking scripture for out of context, and I'm just like, bro, okay, the questioning is done right here. But you know, I say that to say, like, you know, his thoughts on salvation and my thoughts on salvation are totally different, and that's fine. You know, why I get my thoughts on salvation is straight from scripture. I don't let a pastor tell me what my thoughts should be. I don't let the church tell me what my thoughts should be. Matter of fact, I love staying in the Bible, and I love reading the Bible. And just a fun fact about me, I hate reading. I never read as a kid. I hated reading. I know how to read, but it just wasn't something that I liked to do. I hated it as a kid. But I could read, you know. I just didn't like to read. when it comes to reading the Bible, absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Because when I read the Bible, I feel like the Bible is reading me. And God speaks to me through these words. And it's the best way to hear God's voice is reading your Bibles. And so when it comes to what I feel salvation is, it's totally different from what my friend thought, my friend's ideas, and his friend's ideas. And so, you know, they want to come on this podcast, but I don't want to bring people on this podcast that is not to glorify God, first off, because that was the whole reason for me transforming this podcast. It's so crazy because this podcast has been transformed. You can go back and listen to my earlier videos on this podcast, and you're going to hear me talking about secular things. You'll probably hear me cussing. You'll probably hear me talking reckless and crazy. I used to use this podcast to like do bring news about rappers and the culture and the worldly things. And through me getting saved through the grace of God, this podcast has transformed. And so, I mean, it's always been the Nasty Backpack Podcast. I'll never change that. But the podcast, the content that I put on this podcast now has totally transformed. And I am using this platform to only glorify God through it. And so, you know, I just, you know, for somebody to, one, we should never be questioning each other's faith when it comes to, you know, walking with God. I feel like we should only be trying to big each other up. And, you know, like I said, I know where I come from and I know where I stand with God. And I know the fire that burns in me for God. You know, it's indescribable to some people. You know, when it comes to staying in scripture and reading scripture, you're going to know exactly how you need to live. And so when it comes, you know, the whole point of this episode was not to judge anybody. But I just wanted to enlighten people what the Bible says about salvation, what the Bible says about something. Because I feel like a lot of people are misconstrued on walking with God, and it takes more than just going to church. It takes more than just going up to the altar call. It takes more than just praying here and there. It takes more than you know, watching videos on YouTube or going to a Bible study. Like that's not gonna get you saved. And let's go off of scripture to back it up. And so turn your Bibles to 1 John 1:5, and we're gonna read 1:5-2:6, and let's just see what the Word of God is saying about salvation, walking in the light. So we'll go ahead and start on 1:5. This is 1 John 1:5 right here. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we have deceived ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, And his word is not in us. This is chapter 2, verse 1 through 6. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we make known that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk the same way in which he walked. And so I say these words because I want people to know, like, if you are having sinful pleasure, you're probably not going to be saved. And so transformation has to come by walking with God. Sanctification comes when you're walking through with Jesus. You're picking up your cross and walking with Jesus. Jesus told us these things in 1 John chapter 3, when he's talking to Nicodemus, and he meets with Nicodemus. He exposes, I'm sorry, 1 John. Yeah. 1 John chapter 3. And if you look at verse 3, if you look at chapter 3, verse 3, you know, Nicodemus is a Pharisee, who has been hearing about Jesus and wants to know who this Jesus is. And so, he finally meets up with Jesus, and he has so many questions for him. This is God in the flesh, and Jesus is telling him, I'm God in the flesh. And so Nicodemus is astonished by this Jesus that's in front of him. And Jesus is telling him what you need to do in order to be saved. And this is what Jesus says. This is chapter 3, verse 3. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus replies, Nicodemus says to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answers, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born again, born of the Spirit. Nicodemus says to him again, how can these things be true? Jesus answers him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descends from. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That's the famous 3:16, John 3:16. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. And so this, we have to follow Jesus. We have to listen to what Jesus says. We have to transform ourselves. We have to change who we are. We have to do what Jesus instructed us to do. Because if we think that we're just gonna live in sin, it's probably not gonna happen. You're probably not gonna get set free. And you know, living in your sin, you're gonna stay a slave to your sin. And this is where we have to really listen to Jesus. The book of the Gospel of John, is a perfect book for the instructions on how we should be living for Jesus. The same with all the Gospels. All the Gospels to me are equally important because they teach us how we need to be and how we need to live. And Jesus gives us specific directions on the way we're living. Jesus tells us the gate to heaven is narrow. It is not a big gate, and only few will enter, where the gate to hell is wide open, huge. And so many people think that they're saved because they go to church, they go to Bible study, but they don't have that true relationship with Jesus. They haven't transformed from sin. They haven't rebuked sin or repented from sin. You know, they still have unforgiveness in their heart. They, you know, you're going to have a hard time getting through that gate if the weight of sin has carried over into the day of judgment for you. And so, my friends, I tell you this to say, let's not lean on our own understanding of what salvation looks like. Let's primarily live in the Word of God and transform for Him. We have to be reborn. We have to be reborn. What does that mean to be reborn? Reborn to me means the old you before you were saved has to die. It has to die. When I was doing drugs, when I was smoking weed, when I was watching porn, when I was fornicating with different girls, when I was lying, when I carried unforgiveness in my heart, I had to transform from that. Listening to music I shouldn't have been listening to. Secular music. Living for the world. Idols. I had so many idols that I had at the time that I was before God, before I met God, and I stayed in that mode. I stayed worshiping football. I stayed worshiping, betting, gambling. You know, I love to gamble. I would, and I had to change all that. I had to give all that away. I had to stop giving my time away to things that were not of God. I did a lot of that. I worshiped money. Before I got saved, I was working two jobs nonstop, seeing my family like very, very little. And like I said, we had to change from who we used to be. I had to kill that old me, die, go underwater and die, literally die, come out as a new person, turning away from those sins that had me dead before, those sins that had me placed in hell, those sins that had me living for myself, living in a secular way. Not just me, my wife, my kids, we were all set for doom. Generational curses, like, I passed generational curses. I was passing that down to my kids the same way it was passed down to me. And I just gave them extra links to those chains that I was enslaved. I was enslaved by. And, you know, we have to turn from those ways of being. We have to fight that temptation and turn away from that. Are we going to fall from time to time? Of course. I do it all the time. I fall, I stumble, but I get back up. I pray and I ask for forgiveness, and I try not to fall back in that sin again. From everything, from cussing to being angry at people. And you know, that's what walking in the Spirit is about. Not living in this fleshly, worldly world. You know, in Romans 8, Paul tells us how our flesh naturally hates God because it doesn't align with godly things. It's a carnal mind. And if we're living in our flesh, we're rebuking God. We're repenting from God. We're turning away from God when we stay in our flesh. We go to concerts that of secular rappers or singers or rock and roll. Like, when we live in those old ways, that means that we're still in those old ways. If we go to church and we're reading our Bible, we're still living in those old ways. You have not died and been reborn. You have not been reborn for Jesus. And you know, this message is not getting preached in the church enough. It's not. As a matter of fact, I had to leave a church the first church I started going to. Like, I put my family out of that church because this message is not getting talked about enough. And you know, I pray for that church still. I met a lot of great people in that church, but this message is not getting preached enough. Instead, 95 people walk up to the altar every weekend during the altar call, and then you might not see those folks back in church the next couple weekends. And the church is talking about they saved this many people this week. And it's like, but did they really get saved? You know, and that's for God to know, not for me. But while I'm walking on this walk, and I started to see a lot of people praising God, I also see them praising Satan when they're doing the stuff that they're doing. And I'd say that as a witness seeing it, not as a person judging. You know, we know what Jesus likes and what Jesus doesn't like. If you truly know Jesus, you know what he like, what makes him proud of you. You know what makes him offended. We know what the abominations are to him. He doesn't want to see you idolizing, having idols in your life. I see people worship at football games. I don't even worship at church. I see people worship the UFC fights and don't even worship for Jesus any day of the week. And but claim that they are saved. And it's like, my friend, you're walking down a dark road. And if you don't know Jesus, then you're not going to know his word. And if you don't live by his word, then you're not reborn. And if you're not reborn, what Jesus says that you will not enter the kingdom, you will not enter the kingdom. Jesus will tell you, will spit you out of his mouth and tell you, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer. Because you had too much iniquity. Because you had too much sin and you were too prideful to come to me and ask for forgiveness from me and repent from those sins. I love you guys. I love you guys so much that I don't want to see that for you guys. I don't want to see that for you guys. And this message needs to be getting preached in churches. It needs to be getting preached by pastors. And if your pastor is not talking about these messages, I feel really bad for that congregation. I feel really bad for that church. And we need to pray for the churches of America because I don't hear this message getting preached enough. You know, I have this verse. When I go to church and they bring up verses, I highlight those verses. That verse, that First John verse that I read, starting at chapter 5 and going all the way into chapter 2, I've never highlighted in the church I was going to. Never highlighted because it was never preached on. And when John, a disciple of Jesus, who walked with Jesus, is telling us what the lie of our salvation, that's the devil's truth. That's what the devil wants you to think. He wants you to think that you can praise God one day, go drink another day, go to the bar, go fornicate. And this is why Jesus tells us that path is straight and narrow. This is why John is telling us that anybody claims that they're saved and are not following God's commandments, not following Jesus' commandments, bro, you're just walking a lie. And I come to you with this message because I don't want you to walk a lie. I don't want you to think that you're saved and you're not saved. You're not saved. I see this happening way too much in the church. And before I was like, man, why don't, you know, I started going to this new church, and I was thinking one day, and I was like, why don't they do altar calls every sermon? And I thought about it, and I was like, well, after reading that verse in First John, chapter 1, verse 5, I realized why they don't do altar calls every sermon. Because it takes a lot more to be saved than just accepting God at the altar call and walking away and diving right back into the world, diving right back into your idols, diving right back into your iniquities, diving right back into your sin. It takes more to get saved. You need to continue going to church. You need to continue digging into the word. You need to break those strongholds in your life. You need to repent for your sin. You need to turn away from temptation. And unless you do that, you're going to keep walking down that path. You're going to keep going down that path. And it's a deadly path. It's a deadly path. And it makes the devil happy for every person that thinks they're saved when they are not trying to transform their life. You must be reborn. That's what Jesus says. If you're not reborn, then you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And let that set into you. Let that set in. Go read your Bible. Read the Gospels. And listen to what Jesus is telling us. There's so many gems on changing your life that when you read the Gospels, you will know what you have to do. You will know that you have to change your life in order to walk with Christ. You will know you need to pick up your cross in order to walk with Christ and follow Him. Don't take my word for it. Open up your Bibles. Start with the Gospel of John. Start with the Gospel of Matthew. Start with Mark or Luke. Read Proverbs. Read Romans. Read 1 John. Read 2 John. Read your Bible. Do not take a pastor's word for your salvation. Do not risk it. Hell is forever. Heaven is forever. You must drink from the well of Jesus, the living water. You must have the living bread, the bread of Jesus' body in you. And unless you are reborn, you're not going to taste that bread. You're not going to even want that bread. You're not even going to have desires for that bread. If you're not hungry for the word of God, you are not hungry for salvation. I love you guys. That's why I had to give this message today, because, you know, the next podcast episode that I was going to do was going to be, with my buddy and his friend. And, you know, after the text messaging, you know, their plans are to still try to do this podcast. I'm not going to debate anybody on my faith, because that's crazy. But we can, like, you know, open up your life and just think about your sins. If you're not coming to God and bringing your sin to God and repenting from that sin, what is even having a debate about salvation even mean? Why even try to have a debate if we're not even truly sure if we're even saved? And that's why I say, guys, like, read your Bibles, read the Word of God. If you haven't read the Word of God, then you don't have instructions, and the only instructions you're taking is from another man who might have been misinformed too. And so, you know, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody, because I'm a sinner too. Trust me. But we need to sin less. We need to repent from our strongholds. We need to break the strongholds. Jesus Christ is a chain breaker. Jesus Christ will break every chain, break every stronghold, bind up any strong man, bind up any forms of depression, any demonic spirits, any spirits that are not of God. He will bind up and cast into the abyss in His name of Jesus. And that's why we need to turn to Him. That's why we need to walk with Him. And that's why we got to live and be reborn to Him, so that He is in us. I love you guys. I love you all. We'll go ahead and end it with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to You in the mighty name of Jesus. I just ask, Lord, that You send a blessing to everybody that's hearing this message. You turn their hearts to You, Lord. You regardless of where they are in their walk, Lord, You continue to soften their hearts to You. You continue to guide them in their path. You fill them with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and You bring them to true salvation, Lord, and transformation, and being reborn through You, Lord. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit that You baptize them with, Lord. No water can do that, Lord. Only You can. John told us this. John the Baptist told us this in Scripture, that the one that came before me but comes after me, he baptizes with fire and the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we just ask that anybody listening to this message, that you reveal yourself in them, Lord, that you give them a drink of your living water, Lord, that you bring reckoning and revelations to their life, Lord, so that they know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And unless a man is reborn and follows you, he will not enter the kingdom of heaven, Lord. You show them that you will give them the full grace of their sin, Lord, if they come to you, Lord, and come to you in the correct way, Lord. And I ask that you spill the Holy Spirit on them, Lord. You spill the Holy Spirit on them, Lord, and bring them to you for repentance, Lord. John the Baptist prepared the way for us, Lord. And through you will guide us to the kingdom of heaven. Through the Holy Spirit, we will be guided to the kingdom of heaven, Lord. And I just ask that you bless anybody listening to this, that you heal them from any brokenness, Lord, that you heal them from depression, Lord, you heal them from suicidal thoughts, Lord, you heal them from anxiety, Lord, you heal them from cancer, Lord, you heal them from brokenness, Lord, and you show them, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Through you, all things are possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you all. If you like this video, if you like this content, you like this word, subscribe, share it to those who need it. Like I said, y'all, so many people are lost in this world, and Jesus is here for the lost. Jesus will go after those, that one person who is lost. That's how much he loves us. I love you all. I love you all. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.